Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Fucking yuck. Oof. She's bitching about the food at Chuck E. Cheese. That's like going to a whorehouse and complaining about the decor. You can find me on Etsy. I'd rather find you dead in a ditch. Horrific. What the fuck do you need to say that for?
Hashtag ish.
I'm your classic girl next door. If she lived next door to me, I'd fucking move. Teamwork makes the dream work. No, it doesn't.
It takes exactly 1 second to get out of your mouth. You're not saving any time. You're not in a rush.
Motherfucker.
Bro, you good?
Ugh. I don't like it. At all. Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody Is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. Here's something that didn't happen. We got a lot of these at the grocery store. There's a lot of shady shit that goes on at the grocery stores, right? A lot of made-up stories about someone in front of them. They didn't have money, so I paid for everything. I walked them out. I put the packages in the car. I let this old lady jump in front of me at the grocery store. I can hear this woman yelling. I was six people back, but she was, you know, all of this shit. So what these people do is, and especially with the kids, right? The kids always saying really smart things at 3 years old or two or four or five. People see this. Other people posting like how funny or smart their kid is. So they go, all right, I'm going to post something too about my kid. But I'm obviously going to change it a little and say that my kid's smart because I see the reactions these people got. And then there's the other ones about the grocery store. That's a lot of them. Like, hey, I'm gonna make up a story that I help somebody at the grocery store. This will be perfect. So they just change it around a little and then personalize it or make it their own. It's all the same shit, just changing a story a little bit. So this woman, Randy sent this one in. She goes, I just had an experience at the grocery store. So I was walking out of the store. I saw an old man, 80-ish, fall on the sidewalk. It was like his leg gave out. He had so many scars on his leg and that he must have had multiple surgeries. I dropped my stuff to go help him. Others saw this happen. He was saying something, but the word everyone heard was COVID. Instantly, people started backing away. I didn't. Once I got closer, he was saying, I don't have COVID. That's the first thing he thought to say because he needed help. How sad. Anyways, I asked him what he needed from inside the store and I'd go get it for him. He just needed a few things. So I sat him on the bench in the shade and told him I'll be right back. I went in and picked up what he needed and got him back to his car. When I get angry, I cry. It's just an outburst of emotions that I can't control. I got in my car and while driving, I just burst into tears from anger. I hate what this disease has done to humanity. I hate it. I just wanted to go scream at the ones who just watched him and asked him, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'd rather take my chances with COVID than be a heartless asshole who is afraid of a disease 95% plus survival rate. I just don't understand. The end. First of all, if the guy said he had coronavirus, you wouldn't have went near him. You absolutely would have not. You wouldn't have taken a chance with a complete stranger. Okay, you would have called for help. You would have called 911. You would have went into the supermarket. So you're lying there. Okay, you weren't going to take your chances. Second of all, okay, so she says that he was saying something, but the word everyone heard was COVID. Instantly, people started backing away because she wants to make herself the hero here. Like all these other people, you know,
heard the word COVID. So they backed away because they were going to take a chance. But me, the hero, I'll jump in there. I don't care. I don't care. I'll take my chances because I'm a wonderful person. She has to stress that, you know. She had to throw in that other people backed away. Meanwhile, she goes, he was saying something, but the word everyone heard was COVID. But meanwhile, she goes, when I got closer, he was saying, I don't have COVID. So they didn't hear, I don't have. They just heard the word COVID. So was he yelling, I don't have COVID. I don't have COVID. Was that what he was doing? They didn't hear any other words. If the guy fell, he's not going to be yelling, I don't have COVID. I don't have COVID. Okay, he's trying to get back up. He's trying to collect his thoughts or whatever. He's not looking around going, hey, can you help me? I don't have COVID. He didn't say any of that. Some old guy going in the grocery store that falls is going to be on the ground going, I don't have COVID. He doesn't know if anyone's going to help him, you know, get up or anything like that. So he's not going to yell at. These other people didn't walk away when they heard, we just heard COVID and that was it. But then when I got closer, you're full of shit. This didn't happen. And then, not only is she unbelievably wonderful that she's going to risk getting this disease, she doesn't care. She's also going to ask him what he wants in the store and go shopping for him. And, you know, but she had to put in, he only wanted a few things. So she went in and shopped for this guy too. Then brought the groceries out to him and then seated him on a bench in the shade. Isn't this woman wonderful? I mean, she picked him up. At first she didn't even care if he had coronavirus, picks him up, puts him on a bench in the shade, sits him there. Of course you have to put in the shade. You know, I don't know if she moved the bench to the shade or whatever. Maybe the bench was in the shade and she goes, hey, what do you need? And now I'll go pick it up. Now, you know, some old guy that's in his 80s is very specific about what he wants in the supermarket. He's probably been getting the same stuff for years, whatever brand he likes. Is she really going to, you know, it's highly doubtful that he goes, look, I want Land O'Lakes butter, but I want the one with no salt. I want these English muffins, but I want the original ones, not the whole wheat ones. But I don't think it happened. I really don't. And then not only did she go in and shop for him, then she helped him back to his car with the groceries. You know, one thing she did leave out, and I'm surprised, but maybe she goes, you know what, there's too many lies in here already. I don't want to, this thing is already far-fetched. Let me just leave it at this. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised she didn't say she paid for his groceries too, because a lot of people have done that one before too. And I actually paid for it, even though he wanted money. I said, no, you keep it. That's one wonderful thing she didn't put in this story. But I think she was like trying to cover her tracks. Go, this is kind of sounds shady to begin with. If I, you know, not only did I shop for the guy and put him on the bench and then put him back in his car, I paid for his stuff too. I can't go that far. I want people to believe it. So then she gets in her car and she starts crying. She burst in tears from anger. She just wanted to scream at the ones who just watched and asked, what is wrong with you? Even if this story is true, let's just suspend disbelief and say, all right, this story is true. Maybe these people live with their parents, they're older, you know, and they didn't want to bring it home. If this guy did have coronavirus, they didn't want to go take a chance and help the guy, because then they would have got it and they can't afford to be sick. They got a good job. They can't, whatever the fuck it is, or they don't want to spread it to their family when they go home. So maybe that's why they were being a little cautious. Why they didn't go help that guy, which the story is not even true. So I don't even know why I'm bringing up that scenario. But she just wants to let, she was just crying in the car because she cries when she gets angry. And she wanted to scream at the ones who just watched and didn't go over and help them. Why, you helped them? What's the big deal? He got help. You fucking went and got his groceries for him. You put him in the fucking shade on a bench. What more did this guy need? This guy got his ass kissed. He didn't need eight people around him. You did it all yourself. And then, of course, she got what she wanted. She got the good comments. You know, thank you for sharing your wonderful story. Another one. This thread had me blubbering and crying. Did it really have you blubbering and crying? Why? Because you have a friend that lies this much and you don't understand? You cry because she's got such problems. You don't understand why she makes these stories up. Is that where you are blubbering? Were you really blubbering and crying? I don't think you were. Yeah, the woman writes, this thread had me blubbering and crying. You are so right. I just imagine what if it was my 82-year-old dad. Thank God you're a decent human being. Karma is real. And people that backed away from that poor man will reap what they sow, as will you. And I thank you, stranger. And they put the prayer hands. Prayer hands. So you're saying karma is real and people that backed away from that poor man will reap what they sow. So something's going to happen to those people that go, hey, I heard him saying coronavirus. I didn't hear him say anything else. He might have it, so I can't go near him because I don't want my parents to die. I bring this home. I touch this guy and help him. He breathes on me. I get it. 3 days later, my 80-year-old parents get it. My grandparents that I'm going to go visit this weekend, whatever it is. So something bad's going to happen to those people. Who decides that? This karma, right? Who? And when is it going to happen? Does it happen within a couple of days? Does it happen a week later? You know, all of a sudden they got, you know, I don't know, the house gets struck by lightning 4 days later. And his wife's like, that's such so weird. How did that happen? And he's like, well, you know, there was an old guy left him in the fucking parking lot. He fell. I didn't want to go near him. I thought he had the coronavirus. I didn't want to bring it home. So that's why lightning hit our house. Is that what happened? When is that karma coming around? I want to know. I want to know. So just the next thing that bad that happens in that guy's life. Let's say it was a guy that didn't go over there. It might be 20 years from now. His wife decides to leave him. A perfect marriage. The guy's heartbroken. He's going through some shit. He's devastated. Is that when it came around, the karma? Is that what you're going to blame it on? That was from 20 years ago when he left that old fuck on the sidewalk. That's what's going to happen, right? Gets an offender bender, fucking, you know, 3 months after he didn't help that old guy. Ah, it must be because I didn't go over to that old guy. Yep. That karma came around and got me. But this woman, you know, her friend said, karma is real. They'll reap what they sow, as will you. So that means good things are going to happen to this woman. I don't think good things are going to happen to her because she's lying. She made this up. So good things are not. And you weren't blubbering and crying as you read this. Can you be any more fucking dramatic? Holy shit. It's embarrassing. Here's another one that didn't happen. There's a picture of two kids. They're probably like in kindergarten. A white kid and a black kid. And this woman posted on Facebook, last night, my son went on and on about how he had to be twins with a boy in his class for twin day because they look exactly the same. Same eyes, same hair. He was adamant that they were identical. So after the kids went to bed, I headed to Walmart at 9 p.m. to get matching outfits. Their teacher sent me this picture today. My heart melted. Obviously, two very different children, but my son didn't see that. Wouldn't the world be such a better place if we could all view it through the eyes of a couple five-year-olds? And she put a heart. So she's saying her white five-year-old kid said, I need to be, it's twin day tomorrow. I'm twins with this kid. And she said, because they look exactly the same, same eyes, same hair. And they're identical. So Now, let me tell you something. Okay, this mom knows every kid that's in his kindergarten class. They know all about this shit. They know everyone, who this one is, who that one is. They know the parents. They're on an email chain. They know all of the shit. There's probably school pictures. They already got the school, the class picture. She knows this kid. She's not going to go, oh, really? Who's the kid? I don't know. I'm all right. I'll go get an outfit. So you're saying that this five-year-old son went to school with this outfit, with an extra outfit to put on this kid. They're wearing the same shirt in the picture, I think. I can barely see it. Okay, so the teacher goes, here, put this outfit on. In other words, this is a guilty white woman that wants to let everybody know that she's not racist. That wouldn't the world be such a better place if we could all view it through the eyes of a couple of five-year-olds? I want to ask this woman, do you have any black friends when you go out for girls' night out? Do you have any black friends in there? You don't? It's all the white girls you grew up with? You didn't meet any black women along the way that couldn't be friends? Couldn't get in that group? Couldn't hang out? I have a lot of friends that I have friends since first grade, and I have friends that I've met in comedy over the last 10, 15 years. They all hang out together. I bring a new guy into the group. You know what I mean? So do you have this going on in your life? Okay, I get it. You're a guilty white woman. You want to let everyone know that, you know, your kid is wonderful at five. He doesn't see colors, which he doesn't. No five-year-old does. No seven, no 10-year-old pretty much does he. They're just like, hey, whatever. I don't care what, color skin you are. It doesn't matter to me. You're nice to me. We play. We fucking hang out. That's fine. The guiltiness is just embarrassing. It really is embarrassing. Today's podcast is sponsored by Magic Spoon. Go to magicspoon.com/awful to grab your delicious cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code AWFUL at checkout to save $5 on your order. Look, everybody likes some cereal in the house. You have it in the cabinet as reserves, whenever you feel like just having cereal in the morning instead of something else. It's quick, it's easy. Most of that cereal that we grew up with was shitty. A lot of crap in it, a ton of sugar, just bad stuff in it. Not with Magic Spoon. This cereal's got 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. It's only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly if you're into that. It's gluten-free if you're into that. It's soy-free if you're into that. It's low-carb if you're into that. And it's GMO-free if you're into that, too. Look, you could build your own box or get a variety pack. You got cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, whatever you want. Check it out. Give it a shot. Just go to magicspoon.com/awful to grab cereal today and try it. Be sure to use your promo code AWFUL at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/awful. And Raycon earbuds is back. You go to raycon.com/awful. You save 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/awful. Let's say 15% on Raycons. Look, Raycon's got 32-hour battery life in these earbuds. That's beautiful. It's not 6 hours. It's not 3 hours. You buy those shitty earbuds in a store. The first one is like 8 hours. They last. Then it's down to 6 hours. Then you charge them every hour and a half. Not this brand. 32 hours of battery life. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and they sound just as good. And they come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort. And unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. It's beautiful. You need some earbuds, go to Raycon. My listeners get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/awful. That's buyraycon.com/awful to save 15% on Raycons. All right, Andy sent us one. Hey, Jim, I've been working with a vaccine clinic the past few months. They have crap 80s music on loop. Don't Stand So Close to Me from The Police is like the theme song because it plays probably once an hour. How fucking corny is that? That old Police song, Don't Stand So Close to Me, they keep playing that as you wait in line to get your vaccines. Oof. I would just leave. I go, even though I had an appointment, I've been waiting a few months for this. Finally, my day come. I got to get the fuck out of here. He continues, he goes, the floor is marked to guide the people getting their vaccinations. The workers say annoying phrases such as, follow the dots for the shot. Oof. And follow the green for the vaccine. Ugh. Terrible. Andy, you're doing good work. You're doing goodwill. You're giving out these vaccine shots. You're working there. You fuck whatever you're doing there. You're getting people through to getting their shots. But I feel really bad for you that you have to sit in there and listen to those dumb 80s songs and the Police song. Don't some nerd fucking program that one. And this will be a good one. Don't stand so close to me. Because nobody knows that they have to stand kind of apart. And don't be right on top of each other. But that's good that you put that song in there. Because that will remind everybody to stay 6 feet apart. Or, you know, somewhere around there. Just not be right behind somebody breathing on their neck. That's good that they put that song on. Because that's really going to, you know, make people move back, take a step back. Oh, I'm probably too close. Here's a dumb Facebook joke. A guy, of course, took a picture. I got my COVID-19 vaccine. Little sticker he put on his shirt, so he took a picture of his shirt. And you know what he wrote? This is funny. This is a funny one. Phase one of my tracking chip and 5G implant has been completed. My phone is noticeably quicker now. Oof. What a fucking nerd. Bring your nerd humor somewhere else. Nobody likes it. Nobody thinks it's funny. Really, your phone's quicker now? Is that the joke? You got your tracking chip and your 5G implant, so now your phone's working better. Is that what it is? That's the joke? You thought this one out. You took a picture. You put the sticker on your fucking shirt that you got a vaccine. Good for fucking you. And now you want to make a joke about it. My phone's quicker. No, you're just an asshole is what it is. Nothing to do with your phone being quicker. All right, one more and then we'll get to the good side of bad news. April sent this one, and she always sends in good stuff. A dumb Facebook joke. This woman put 4 smiley faces and 4 pictures of tacos and wrote, nachos are just tacos that don't have their life together. I don't know what she was trying to prove by that. I don't know what you know, what were you expecting from that? Were you going to go, oh my God, you're so funny. You should be a comedian. You have the funniest posts. I love following you. I tell all my friends, follow you. Because you're so funny. All right. I can't. I'm fucking aggravated. I started off in a good mood. And now I'm angry with this nonsense. So let's get to some good stories. This father of 2, he's 29 years old, ran off with his girlfriend's mother, who's 44 years old. His girlfriend was giving birth to their baby. He took off just days after the 24-year-old. His 24-year-old girlfriend gave birth to their baby son. It says, A father or two ran off with his girlfriend's mother just days after the daughter gave birth to his baby son. This woman, 24 years old, was expecting her second child with her boyfriend, who's 29, when the pair decided to form a support bubble with her mother and her husband at their home. So they were all living there. The mother-in-law, she's a grandmother now because they already have one kid. Says the grandmother of six began flirting with the guy just weeks afterwards, and they began an affair. They began to have an affair while she was still heavily pregnant, this woman. So this guy is fucking his mother-in-law while his wife, who's the daughter, is pregnant with his second kid. So this woman had the second kid. When she returned from the hospital with her newborn, the guy ran off together and moved with his mother, his mother-in-law, like 20 miles away. The woman goes, "It's the ultimate betrayal. You expect the new grandmother to fall in love with the baby, not the father. She's meant to be a grandmother to my two children and help me look after them. But instead, she's off fucking my boyfriend." That's some balls on this guy. You know, it's funny, when she was heavily pregnant. Okay. Yeah, she was probably about 8 months. They weren't having sex anymore. What's he going to do? He wanted to get laid. Also, look. If you break it down, the 44-year-old mother is going to be way better in bed than the 24-year-old daughter. Hands down, no question. You know, a lot of times you see a story like this, and the grandmother is like some hot woman in her 40s or 50s, like Marissa Tomei or Elizabeth Hurley. They have a picture of the mother in the story. Well, this ain't one of those stories. Like, this grandmother looks like she'd be a cashier at Walmart with a meth habit. Like, she just got the job because she got out of a drug program. Listen, I mean, think about it. If you're going to cheat on your wife, there's a million women out there to do it with. You don't cheat on your wife with the only person who's going to babysit your kids for free. $10, $15 an hour, whatever it is you're going to pay for a babysitter, that's built in free. This happened in England. You would think that it'd be a Florida story, but it's actually in England. So the guy just takes off. He went in for a few minutes when the second baby was born, then left. And by the time this woman comes home from the hospital, 2 days later, she comes home and the guy has already moved out and living with her mother, like 20 miles away. So like in one house, the mom is breastfeeding the baby. And the other house, the grandmother is breastfeeding the father. That's what's going on 20 miles away. You got to remember this story if you're a man, because no matter how hard you think it's going to be to break up with someone you're seeing, it's never going to be this hard as, "Look, I know I just had my second baby with you, but I'm leaving you because I'm fucking your mom." That's a tough one. That's a tough one to break to somebody. Another one, you know, you never want to hurt somebody. "Hey, I don't think this is working out. I'm just not in love with you anymore." That one hurts. That one hurts the heart. That's a tough one. You're like, "I'm just going to be honest and tell the person." But this one, how does he do that? How does he say, "Listen, I'm leaving you because I'm fucking your mom"? I mean, and she's not even good looking. Look, the grandmother is obviously a piece of shit. But when you hear that this guy is so into her, he left the mother of his two kids and only spent a few minutes with his newborn son so he can get back to her, you start thinking, you know, maybe I should fuck my mother-in-law. Maybe it's not so bad. Every guy out there go, you know what? Even my mother-in-law is annoying. She always takes my wife's side. Maybe it won't be so bad. That's great. You know, you need stories like this to lighten the mood up, don't you? Instead of the nachos are having problems, their tacos with problems, an old guy fucking, you know, falling down. Like, here's another great one. This woman, depression may have caused woman to believe she was a chicken. You think? You think it was depression or was it a fucking edible, a 200 milligram edible that she took that might have caused this woman to believe she was a chicken? There's a 54-year-old woman was found in her garden clucking and crowing like a rooster, a condition called like a delusion of believing oneself is not human, but animal. They described the woman as being disoriented during their examination while also reporting an unfamiliar sensation in her limbs, as if they were not fit for her body and flapped uncontrollably. The patient noted that she'd been hardly slept for the last 5 days. The woman was brought to the emergency room after her brother found her displaying stereotyped behavior of a chicken. She had no history of substance abuse or psychotic episodes prior, but the family attributed to her behavior as depression, which runs in the family. They also learned that she had been avoiding friends during this time and recently received negative feedback at work. Depression might have caused that. It's funny how they go. They also learned that she's been avoiding friends during that time and had recently received negative feedback at work. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, but, you know, people are going to stop hanging out with you if you're squatting down trying to lay an egg. They're going to go, you know what? That's too weird for me. I'm going to tell her I'm busy when she wants to hang out. If she says she was avoiding her friends, it's probably because none of her friends are vegans, you know, and she was afraid they were going to eat her. You imagine this, like after she woke up from this, she's probably getting more depressed because she realized, you know, she could have been something cooler, like a lion or a tiger, but she was just a chicken. That's like thinking you're going to be able to be a pro athlete and you choose Johnny Manziel, a guy that flamed out after fucking 4 games. You know, it's too bad. If she had thought she was a dog, at least her brother could have taken her out back and played frisbee with her and had some fun, you know? It's funny. I'm always reading these stories about guys who get arrested for sneaking into barns and fucking animals. I love those stories, by the way. I can't get enough of them. But if they could just find themselves a woman like this, they could fuck all they want and not get in trouble. There's no mugshot in the paper. Yeah, you don't have to move out of town. You didn't embarrass the family name. The article says there's only 56 cases of this since 1850. I don't know. I've been to a lot of all-you-can-eat buffets, and most of the people there are acting like fucking pigs. So I think it's a little more than 56. Well, maybe you don't eat at the same place as I eat at. This next guy, Oregon man records a 0.77 breathalyzer during a DUI arrest, reportedly highest ever, 0.77. A man in Oregon might now hold a dubious distinction, the highest recorded blood alcohol content because cops said he was 0.77 during arrest. The incident went down a couple hours outside of Portland, where cops say they were called about a hit and run. They tracked down the guy's car after pulling it over, observed the driver to be highly intoxicated. Cops say the man fled in the Explorer and a short pursuit began until he crashed into a concrete barrier about a half a mile from the initial stop. When the dust settled, the guy's blood alcohol content was 0.77, which is more than 9 times the legal limit. His driver's license was suspended. He was taken to the hospital for medical evaluation. 0.77 is reportedly the highest ever, surpassing the previous record of 0.72 set in 2007 by a woman also from Oregon, too. The fuck is going on there? Are you guys drinking that much? Because you don't know what you're going to get fucking tear gassed going outside in Portland just to go get some bread, or you want to get some fucking milk in the morning for your coffee. Like, fuck, I don't need this shit. I'm just going to start drinking heavily. The guy was 0.77, so he got pulled over by the cops, and then he took off and made it a half a mile down the road. How fucking good is this guy? This guy is a good drunk driver. If he could, at that level of how intoxicated he was, to still make it a half a mile before he crashed his car. He really should teach a course on how to drink and drive. Just that he started his car is a miracle. You know, that he pulled over when the cop's behind him, and to make it at least a half mile down the road, that I'm impressed. Yeah, the second highest was set by a woman also from the same state. I wonder if she's in a bar somewhere right now training to get her title back. Like, she's got to be mad at least. Because, you know, whether this woman that got a 0.72 is finally sober now and got her life together, she still loves telling that story that she blew the highest fucking blood alcohol level ever in that state. She has the record. And then the record of all time, I think that's everywhere. And then this guy comes along and beats it. He's like, fuck. Because it doesn't, you know, when she says, I was so out of control, you know how drunk I was? I have the highest level, 0.72 ever. That's a good story to tell people. So now she's going to go, well, now I have the second highest. That doesn't sound good. That made this woman start drinking again. That's just beautiful. This next story, this guy's selling his farts. I don't know if you guys saw this story. New York City man sells farts for $85, cashing in on the NFT craze. A guy from Brooklyn is trying to sell, you know, that cryptocurrency craze for non-fungible tokens, NFTs they're called. Well, he's trying to do it by selling a year's worth of fart audio clips recorded in quarantine. He's like, if people are selling digital art, why not sell farts? The guy's 36 years old said. His thing is, he began recording them in March 2020 at the beginning of the lockdown. He said him and his four friends began sharing recordings of their farts to a group chat on WhatsApp. On the one-year anniversary this month, him and his friends compiled the recordings into a 52-minute master collection audio file. The top bid for the file is currently $183. He goes, if the value increases, They could have extremely valuable farts on their hands. He said him and his friends didn't begin recording their farts for a profit of mine, but this recent NFT shit, which has seen the ownership of abstract assets be sold for $7 or $8 million, they figured they'd give it a shot. The ridiculous of all, he goes, look, the NFT craze is absurd. The idea of putting a value on something intangible is just stupid. These NFTs aren't even farts. They're just straight. Anyway, he put a sample of his farts, and they're not even that oppressive. Where the fuck is it? Okay, you tell me if this, like, if you're going to buy farts, you tell me if this is impressive. You know what? It might not let me play it now because I played it yesterday. Yeah. Sorry about that. Unless I get one here. Yeah. Someone really going to buy that? Like, a baby's farts are better than that. You know, you got a real nice long one, something like insane. You're like, all right. And like, that wouldn't even make anybody laugh. That's how fucking lame that is. I mean, I like his idea. Recording them, send them to his friends. You know, it's childish, it's immature. But I'm not impressed with his sample farts online. They're like, you know, maybe a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10 at best. It's almost like an album from, you know, from a band that's just not that good. You know, there's a couple of good cuts, but most of the tracks are pretty weak. It's almost like the last few Rolling Stones records, right? There's a few good songs, but then the rest are like, eh, all right. You know, you give them a pass, they've been around forever. What are they going to write about anymore? You got 2 or 3 good songs on a fucking 12-song album. That's what this guy's farts are. So the top bid is $183. Like, why would I pay $183 for a bunch of farts when I could record my own? Anybody could record their own. Like, you don't even know this guy. Like, why would you want to buy some stranger's farts? Like, if it was someone famous, you know, George Clooney's going to fucking, you know, put out a thing of his farts. Like, all right, I'm a big George Clooney fan. I own his farts. You know, that's when you know there's just way too many rich people out there when they start paying for people to fart for them. $52 of farts. For $183, they could be yours. I don't see any women buying that. Like, it's disgusting. I got to deal with my fucking boyfriend doing this shit all the time. Now I'm going to buy something. Oh, good. I'm the only one who owns it. Who gives a shit? This next story is a Florida teacher had sex with a female student in the classroom. A female teacher had sex with a female student. Usually it's never like that. Usually it's, you know, female on male, but this is female on female. A Florida middle school teacher had a 2-year sexual relationship with a female student that included secret encounters in her classroom. The woman's a 35-year-old teacher and a soccer coach. The victim, who is now 17, said when she was in eighth grade or at the school, she met the teacher and they started trading text messages. A year later, the pair began sexting. Yuck. Fucking word stinks. When the student, then 15, began ninth grade, um, The woman told the investigators that her and a teacher performed sex acts on each other at the middle school when she helped the educator coach the soccer team after school. The woman said that they would perform these acts in the classroom by tilting the classroom cameras away and leaning against the classroom door so no one could enter. Yeah, so the woman's 35. She was 17. This is the second story this month I saw about a female teacher having sex with a female student. Because I think I did one a few weeks ago. You know, it used to just be the male students fucking with the female teachers. But I guess all this media attention about gender equality is paying off, right? That's what that teacher should, that's her, should be her defense. Well, this is what's going on. You want gender equality. The teacher's name, her last name is Hallmark. That's kind of ironic that her name is Hallmark. Because there's no greeting card for this situation, you know. You're not going to find a, sorry got caught licking a student's pussy card at CVS. It's funny, a female soccer coach who's a lesbian. Well, that's a shocker, right? And it's weird that they're both into soccer, but neither one of them is interested in balls.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.